Sorry, did I wake you? I was just wondering if you were asleep. Well, since you're already up, I can't sleep. Do you mind if I, you know, kept busy?
How?
Well, I can think of a few ways I could read a book or play on my phone, but since you're already awake, I could also, I don't know, suck your dick. I thought you might like that idea. Here, scoot in the middle so I have some space. Now let me just slide down the... Here, the... I can't get the string on your PJs. Can you help me untie the knot? I bit my nails off. Yeah, just stress. Nothing new. Aha, thank you. There it is. Looks like you're already a little hard. Having nice dreams. Oh god, I shouldn't have asked. Do you ever? Never mind. Do you ever think about what we're doing here? No. Not you and me. I mean, like, all of it. Like, what's the purpose of existence?
Yeah. Like, are we born to just die? How can anything we do matter when compared to the grand scale of the universe, right? Sorry.
Just something I was thinking about. Like, I know it's kind of cliche to get anxious about the meaning of life, but sometimes I wonder too, like, are we all too focused on putting meaning on the meaningless?
Because no one asks a salamander what the meaning of their life is. Like, sure, they have, like, an ecological niche. That's, like, it's not the same as having a meaning, you know?
I wonder sometimes, like, where the boundaries are. Where do I stop and where does this bed begin? Are we all made of the same fundamental components?
So, like, what just becomes protons are bonded with these neutrons, but not those electrons. You and I are totally different. Or are just too small to see the boundaries. Like, what if we're all just extensions of the universe? Finger puppets it puts on to pretend to be individuals devoid of any ability to control our own lives, moving on predestined paths. I guess this is why people turn to a higher power, but even that is just naming a name to your invisible puppet master. Like, what kind of god or whatever gives us enough sentience to understand our own mortality, but not enough sentience to understand its purpose? Is God just sitting up there on his golden throne saying, "Hey guys, climate change is coming and it's slowly going to kill you all and destroy your lives as you know it, and the people most affected by it are the ones least responsible for it. Have fun with that." Like, that doesn't sound very benevolent. And if it's like some part of some grand design, why keep it from us? An architect doesn't hide the plans from the construction workers. Like, but I'll hear you. There's a cold, empty universe driven by only logic, without compassion. And how will we compete with that, you know? Sorry. It's also like, what do we leave behind when we die? For most of us, the only thing we leave are what? A reputation? A family, maybe? But that's all gone in a blink compared to the expansive infinity of the universe. Like, I don't know. It just feels like you get flattened out, you know? All nuances just appears, and you either become a saint or a devil. Intentions don't matter. But maybe intentions never matter? Maybe they're just words we tell ourselves to justify selfish actions? How can the ends justify the means if there's no end? If the universe keeps going onward forever, like, I don't know. That's just what I've been thinking about. Fuck, are you close? Yeah. Come on, baby. Give it to me. Yeah. Give me what I want. Give me your cum. I want it, please. Give me that cum. Okay. Okay, come on, right here. Right here. Come on, my face. Right here. Fuck yeah. That's it. Give it all to me. Yummy. Did you like that? Hey, what's wrong? You look kind of bummed. Was it something I said?